When I showed up this evening, it made me think back to 1977 when I actually started my undergraduate business degree. Not here, you can tell by the accent. It was at Northern Illinois University in DeKalb, Illinois, just outside of Chicago. I had five courses. One of them was speech. You'll be glad to know, and Barry, maybe this helps, I withdrew because I didn't like public speaking. That teacher would be really surprised tonight. I'll spend a little bit of time talking about surviving at the top. I'll be fairly quick. I can see a room full of people on their feet, so we'll be pretty fast. Turn it over to Jill, and then we'll be happy to answer any specific questions. I'm quite fortunate in my career. What I actually get to do is I spend all day having conversations with CEOs and business leaders in South Australia. It's great fun. I should be paying them, but I'll still take the money. I work with about 50 CEOs and leaders, and one of the things that we were talking about surviving, and we hear it's lonely at the top, but is that really a cliche? Is it real? Interestingly enough, I hear that over and over and over again. So if it's not real, it's certainly their perception. They feel lonely. Quite lonely, often. Just like to explore a little. And I actually had a couple of conversations on this subject today. One of the individuals has given me the ability to quote him, so I will. So you get to hear it from a real-life practitioner, not from me. But he's talking about why would they be lonely? If you think about it, they're well-known. They make a fair amount of money. They're at the top of the pyramid. When they say jump, people jump. Why the heck are they feeling so alone? I'll give you some thoughts. As they tell me, one is, by being at the top, they've lost their peer network. They don't have the people in the next office to have those conversations. They can't go down the organization. Now, some people will discuss and will argue that you can. If it's a really high-flying organization, you can do that. You might be able to make that case. But many people just say you can't do that. It's impossible to really be friends, if you will, and have some of those discussions with the people that are working for you. Well, we can go up. Many people have a board. I always like to go back, though, and say, would you ever go to your board and say 90% of this stuff, I am world class, but 10%, I don't have a clue. But that's reality. Who the heck's 100% world class, right? Who knows what to do every single time? But nobody wants to have that kind of discussion with a board. And that's assuming you have a board. Many of the small business community, and that's where the jobs are, that's where our growth is coming from, they don't have boards. So they don't even have that opportunity. Well, they've got friends. It doesn't quite work. Many of the folks will tell me about, well, I've got friends, and the conversation will go like this on Saturday. I'm heading off to Shanghai next week. It's the third time in the last couple of months. And then when I get back, I got about 4 days in the office, and I'm going to Germany. And everyone goes, man, are you lucky? I wish I could travel like that. And I know you're buying a new car again, and don't you feel like you're taking advantage of everybody to have that nice new car? So they just climb up. They quit having those discussions. So they lose their friends in terms of being able to have those discussions. They got family. That's presuming they have family. But presuming they do, how many of us chose a partner, husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever? How many of us chose a partner because they were great business partners or a wonderful coach and mentor? Doesn't happen too often. In fact, sharing that can cause you many problems. I think that's one of the reasons in the business world, at that level, the divorce rate's so darn high. And I'll give you an actual story. Tony Thornton, some of you may know Tony. Tony's the CEO of Solar Shop. If you don't know Tony, you should. He's an absolute star of the South Australian community. He's relatively new. He has given me permission to share a bit of this story. He's someone I've worked with for